Is that supposed to be representative of? Your first time watching it.
It was my first time watching all of it. I can see why you wanted to skip.
I missed the significant part, the gabo gabo part.
That was a crucial part of the advocacy, Red. Like, you missed the whole point.
So, reactions. What did you think? What was your first?
Stupid.
Stupid. What about you?
If I saw that video around the time we were starting the RH fight, I might not have supported RH. just because I know that DOH supported it.
So it's
more like look at this huge willful waste of like our money, and we're supposed to trust this organization with making like a complex, nuanced program that is sex positive, that is cognizant of the rights of women, that is, you know, like relatively progressive. They put together this video.
There's nothing about it having to be sex positive. It was gender responsive. Yeah. So
okay. Well, like this one is like what was this? Like you had sexualized teenagers like swirling about each other.
No,
saying, like don't fuck me.
They're nangigigil. Like there's a cheerleading step for that, you know.
There is a cheerleading step for nangigigil.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And
that's great because they pick the cheerleaders to do that.
Why? Like, is it a metaphor?
Is it cheer dancing and having sex? Yeah.
Throwing women around?
Yeah, no, because throwing half naked women around.
They're not half naked.
Yeah, Okay. Throwing women around with like, you know, with uniforms that would not be acceptable in a Catholic school, though.
Okay,
cheerleading in a Catholic school?
Yes, of course.
CSA
is
a
Catholic school.
They don't wear. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
focus.
Look. I'm just saying. Like, you have.
Okay, what's wrong with the video?
Problematic. Okay, one, cheerleading.
Okay.
Like the whole idea of cheerleading is not the most.
I don't mind the cheerleading. I mean, sure. I mean, UP did this equality thing, lifting the men up. Fine, cheerleading can be anything. I just don't think it has anything to do with
the message.
It's just cheerleading. Like, okay, they have message. And then they have the execution, which is cheerleading.
Let's do the forensics on this.
You know how it went, like CSI style. Yeah. Okay, so
enhanced.
So they wanted to address the issue of teenage pregnancy. The rates of which are rising.
I couldn't tell. I watched that.
They wanted to address the problem of high rates of teenage pregnancy in the country.
Yeah.
And they were brainstorming, right? Because, you know, it's a government office and they have a lot of smart people. Yeah, they have a lot of smart people in the room.
So someone say, hey,
when you said they had a lot of smart people? You can't even
remind
it after this video.
How do we remind young people? What's in nowadays?
Board meeting.
Yeah.
Serious guys.
Yeah. How do we? Because you have to, before you appeal to their heads, you have to
make something attractive.
You have to appeal to their hearts.
So let's say.
So it has to be emotionally appealing, okay?
The young music. Okay, gabble gabble.
Thanksgiving is around the corner.
Yeah, yes,
around the corner. Gabble gabble.
They like K-pop, so they shamelessly ripped off some K-pop.
Someone just had the idea, hey, cheerleaders, I like cheerleaders.
What's an in-term that kids throw around? Like, you know, we don't want to be too argumentative, so chillax. Chillax lang kayo.
Trying to be in.
Okay, so this is the in video. I mean, the graphics
are... Your thought process here is, I don't want to be too argumentative. So like, wait, they're thinking, how do we stop teen pregnancy? And they thought, let's not be argumentative.
They weren't being argumentative. Actually,
nobody thought like...
Yeah, yeah, gaga girl and bobo boy is not argumentative.
Nobody thought...
No, because it's not them calling the girls or the boys gabo or gago, gaga and bobo. It's not the adults. Because
it feels like it.
No, the kids are actually saying...
To themselves.
We're not... gago. We're not. These people who are singing in the video are the ones who are wise enough to not have children while they are in their teens.
Not even to not have children. It's teenagers who want to have sex.
Yeah, they do not
call each other gago.
So okay, like, it's obviously an abstinence only method.
Yeah, it's a disgustingly abstinence.
There was nothing about have
use?
Sex safely. There was no safely. It was basically don't have sex,
don't
gaga girl, bobo boy.
Yeah.
I'm not.
So,
I couldn't even tell. I couldn't
everyone.
Even tell because it was the same kind of voice. There wasn't a. There was a robot once, but I couldn't tell.
R2-D2, because the Star Wars.
Someone was lecturing or someone was the recipient of the lecture because it was the same voice all throughout.
Yeah. I'm imagining within the DOH, there are progressive and conservative elements, right?
Yeah.
And like the progressive elements obviously won on the let's push for the RH law and get it passed.
So
they already won.
Yeah.
So now it's all of those conservative elements. Hey, we pushed for RH. I want to do the video.
The conservative elements waited for all the progressives.
This is our time to shine.
To be on vacation.
Yeah.
And then they're out of the room.
They made
the
video.
This turd.
Yeah.
And then they released it, they gifted it to the
really
masses.
Stupid thing. I mean, we are in a post RH law country. We already have an RH law.
But it's in the middle of implementation.
Yeah,
but
I mean, as a country, we have accepted that we have to give people the option of having sex safely.
Well, that's the thing. Have we really?
But that is the consensus
official.
Of the debate. Okay, I mean, the 80%. Or so of the people agree that people should have access to safe sex.
Yes.
And then here's this behind the times, really, really old person argument, like stop having sex, and it ignores the large argument that we already had.
All of the debates were just thrown out the window.
I would say
and let's go back to abstinence.
Like using words like behind the times, and we're already a country that accepted it. I think like the existence of this video, the coming out, like
just
really
shows
brings
that we are
just
not.
Shows that they're still very obviously stupidly influential anti-RH people at the top
troubling.
Levels of DOH. And they still exist, and they're not behind the times. They are in the times right now, and they have the power to create a really shit video that looked like it took way too much money to make.
That's my money. That's your money. That's our money.
I'm confused.
How much
it's a government project.
It is.
I'm sure it cost a lot.
Yeah.
But looking at it, I'm really not sure how much it would take to make something like that.
You know what? Check this out. Like, you get someone like Ding Dong Dantes, who's pro-RH, who's famous, who's handsome. Get Marian Rivera, or if you want... not a couple. Ann Curtis, I think, is pro RH. Get the two of them. Like, just give this short message. Okay, you have sexual and reproductive health and rights. Abstinence is still the only surefire way to avoid getting pregnant or getting diseases. But there are also these options. There's natural family planning
and there's
artificial family planning. Yeah. Just go to this website.
Which is the sane, normal thing to do. But I get the feeling that
video would take like 30 seconds.
But
it would go viral because these are famous people.
I wonder if it's the same mentality, like this very safe mentality. When I say safe, I don't mean safe sex, but I mean playing it safe politically mentality that we've seen manifested by the DOH even when we try to work with them.
Yeah.
Like they are afraid of any conflict, any more conflict with the Catholic Church.
Okay, let's not group bunch them
already,
together.
Well,
right?
not
some
everybody.
People within
whoever
the
made
DOH,
this, whoever made this video, and also whoever when we were in that implementing conference was talking about like how there was this lobby of bishops and businessmen who would silently insert like yay thick documents of notations for the implementing rules without actually physically showing up to the consultation with a lot where they knew there would be pro-RH people.
It also reminds me of the way we treat people like they're idiots, like they're gabo, like they're gaga or bobo.
Well,
like if you want to tell someone that just don't have kids yet, don't have sex yet because you might have kids or get diseases, although the diseases part is not on the video. If you want to tell them that, just tell them that.
Yeah.
Don't have kids.
Wow, yeah. I love that.
Why do you have to,
continually
it's not even using a hammer to force it into their heads. That's a jackhammer.
Yeah,
you're using a jackhammer, you're pounding it into their heads.
I think it's reflective.
As if the young are such dense people
but
that they won't get
it. Like the reason why these conservatives do not want sex education is because they assume that the young are idiots who can't decide anything for themselves. I think they really don't respect it, and this is and it's fully shown.
It's condescension.
Their attitude.
Yeah, it's patronizing.
For, yeah, if the young want to, if the youth want to find out exactly what conservative elements think of them, just watch this video.
That
is exactly what they think of you.
Yeah, they think you're dumb, and it's the same kind of...
You don't deserve sex education, and you don't deserve to make your own choices.
Okay, I have a suspicion.
You're an idiot.
I'm sure a lot of people are investigating, like, who did this video. I have a suspicion.
I would love to...
It's the same bunch of people who did that Randy Santiago, like, John Estrada video. Like, if you want to tell people not to camcord,
tell them not to camcord.
These are the punishments. You can go to jail for this amount.
Sex education is just like any form of education. Give people information, and all they're doing here is don't do this. Why not? And then you're like gaga bobo, and then you're it's condescending.
It's condescending. Like you're
These children who are having sex know the risk. They don't want to get pregnant, and as illustrated in the video, sometimes they really can't control their urges. What then? There is an RH law.
But there are
ways to get contraception.
It's the same denial of reality. Like if these same people want to think that they can still be anti-RH despite being in a government that has accepted the RH law, right? The fact that these people are still in DOH and can create something like this, it's the same denial of like, so one, they deny reality that the government is now pro-RH and should be the official stance. So they want to make
everyone
this.
Should get
but they also
that.
Deny
yeah.
the reality, for example, that teenagers will have sex.
Yeah.
They deny
it.
They're like, no, it's going to be a perfect world, and if we tell them not to, nobody's going to do it. The same thing with, they deny the reality that women are going to have abortions, whether you make it legal or not. Like, it's the same kind of thinking that like if I can just faith it into reality, like everything's gonna be fine, and we don't need to have a debate, and I can just call everybody an idiot.
I think they're optimistic. Like with enough gabble gabble, people will stop having sex. Kids will stop having sex.
And if you want, I mean, if these people who made the video sincerely want the young to not have sex early, the proven way to do that is to give them sex education. People who receive sex education are proven to delay sexual contact.
I am.
As stupid as this thing is, okay, what's nice to see is the reaction it's gotten online. Like, not one...
Yeah, I think it didn't last a day.
It
didn't last
shut
more than
down.
A few hours.
Yeah. It's
nice to see that people, like, no matter how stupid the people in power can be, at least a lot of people see how stupid that is.
You mean
and they're going to shut it down. So, eventually... They're gonna run out. The stupid people who are making these things.
I would venture, however, that I would want to find out who made this video. Like I don't want.
And the Randy Santiago. Just throw that in there.
Because I don't want the culture of like look, we can't even talk badly about the DOH because there are a lot of good people and there are a lot of bad people. But we can't separate the bad people because they're hiding behind all the good people.
Yeah.
And we can't name them. And maybe the good people also understand that like they're fellow government workers and they're going to protect their colleagues and stuff, and that's fine. But I would be very happy if anybody can come forward with any kind of information telling us like who made these videos.
Who made these videos?
Let's not start a witch hunt or put
a
bounty on these people.
Not the agency, just the creative direction who gave
there is value in outing the people who still have these views within the DOH. I don't think that's a wrong thing to ask.
Okay.
And
because that was our taxpayer money, and I would
and
like to know who
stop
wasted
giving
it.
That person the mic.
Yeah, and
yes.
stop
you know,
giving and
like
stop letting that person
his views or her views
the work that,
are not worth the time on YouTube.
Yeah,
I'd rather.
No, if you don't want to fire him, but I do want everyone to know who he is.
Okay. Okay. Let's.
I think what the DOH needs to know is like, as much as I don't appreciate being told but lectured by Randy Santiago to not camcord in a movie house. I'm sure the youth, because this video surely does not apply to me. I'm sure the youth don't like being called gaga or being implied
an
that.
Added level of condescension is
yes.
that like you didn't tell
they didn't even tell
the
them
youth,
that you're being
yeah
gaga
you just implied it. As if you know like
as if they accept okay I'm having sex and
gago,
I'm gaga or
bobo
gaga.
Tanga like well they didn't throw it they might as well just throw in pangit or dokling. Or pango. I mean, di naman ako dokling. Like something like that, you know? Because they're just insulting people.
Okay.
They're just insulting
with
people.
Made up words.
I mean, the way you educate people is definitely not to insult them.
Yeah.
I mean, you educate them, you give them the facts. You don't tell them that if you don't do this, you're dumb or you're ugly or you're, you know, that just doesn't work.
Go
I don't
on,
know.
Stop
I mean,
trying to educate. Well, so our
okay, if this person
one,
is a teacher,
their
the,
way of educating
yeah.
is stupid. And two, even what they're trying to educate people is wrong in the first place.
Yeah. Every level is wrong.
Yeah.
Let's just go with that.
Even if the actual project did not cost a lot, you're paying these people to come up with these ideas.
Yeah.
Like you're wasting our money, you're paying you to do shit.
Maybe they were trying to save money, so they hired like the people who made the MTRCB video because they were trying to save money.
That's all presumption.
So, yeah, we're all presuming stuff.
Also, if you're talking about the actual line creative people, like the producers and stuff, their ideas are actually really good. It's usually the client just beats it into stupid.
Okay, you know what?
We don't know.
Let's make videos that are much better than this one. That you know addresses
right,
the same
right
thing.
Right now, right now.
It's not condescending right now. Actually, like
kids,
we could. Okay, do
you
it.
You can buy safe contraception in where can you buy them?
In
almost any place. Oh
store.
No.
Not
like check out the options for all of the range of natural and artificial contraceptives.
Educate yourself.
Here on this link, like go to this handy link,
yeah.
And then educate yourself. And then if you want, there are resources available in our drugstores. You can talk to your doctor, talk to your parents. You know what? Ask your parents.
There are likely clinics near you
yeah.
that will give free information.
Yes.
And
hopefully
they are not
required.
Run by religious.
Okay.
If it is a government clinic, it would be
yes.
required to give
and
you accurate
information. They would also help you if you're lucky enough that these clinics have the resources, they will also help you acquire
yeah.
safe contraception.
And
okay.
we admit the implementation
about all the risks.
Is very spotty and it's just started
yes.
now. But like the intention is supposed to be there. So even finding out where your nearest clinic is and then taking a look at the level of supplies and then informing them that there's a demand, that will actually help.
Okay, so after you know all of the information and you've talked to your parents, talked to your friends, teachers, and your...
It's not accredited. They don't do it.
But not certified.
No.
But someone who's been
trained.
Given the... But been trained.
They don't give the certificates anymore. Anyway, whatever.
Okay, by someone who knows our age, then you can chillax. And
Are we cool?
Are we cool? Thank you for watching this episode. Do comment and like and share and all that. There's a Pride March happening this weekend, December 6th.
Yes.
The other Pride March is on December 13th. Be sure to attend both. If you can, and do support the RH law, get educated and educate others, and don't
yeah.
be condescending, you know, like we were to the makers of that video.
Because
being condescending and insulting people rarely works. Like, I mean, we gave you a nice example of how not to do things. So
okay.
just be nice, educate others, and see you next time.
See you at the Pride March. Say hi. Bye.